This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Michelob Ultra is perfect for more than just the summer heat this year, because not only is it refreshing and crisp with only 95 calories, but Ultra is also the official beer sponsor of Team USA at the Olympic Games Paris 2024. Celebrate every point, race, and moment with Team USA and Michelob Ultra for the Olympic Games Paris 2024. Stock up on Michelob Ultra and cheer on Team USA. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hell yeah!
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Am I reading the chart?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Will the Chiefs three-peat?
They received a major push. Patrick Mahomes was voted number 4 on the top 100 list of players.
I'm here.
The Rich Eisen Show.
I'm here.
Earlier on the show, Jaguars head coach Doug Peterson. Coming up, Pro Football Focus analyst Trevor Sikkema. NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Saints safety Tyrann Mathieu. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, hour number 2, the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Lots going on as we're waiting to see what happens with Brandon Ayuk, who suddenly the Niners are okay with trading right at the top of training camp, right at the top of preseason. Or okay letting him find another spot, and it looks like it's either Cleveland or New England or staying put. In about 20 minutes time, we'll be joined from the back of his Uber. I'm assuming it's the back of his Uber, because knowing you, Mike, he would be sitting
Tom
up front.
He does not come like a an up front guy.
No, I guess
I'm the only guy.
To use the political phrase of the day, that's weird.
I'm a weirdo.
You know that you sit up front in an Uber.
I am a weirdo in an Uber.
Okay.
Well, Mike needs room in the back for his bear. That's why he sits up.
No,
that's
my God.
Right. I got to take my bear.
Look at you guys ripping straight from headlines. But at any rate, he's on his way to the Niners facility. He'll join us to tell us what he knows, what's going on. Hour 3, we will have Tyrann Mathieu of the Saints zooming in, and we just chatted with Doug Peterson. But we haven't spoken with this gentleman since prior to the draft. He's the Pro Football Focus lead NFL draft analyst, Trevor Sikkema, back here on the Rich Eisen Show in advance of preseason football. Good to see you, Trevor. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Rich. Plenty of things for us to talk about now
for
with
sure.
It being August, so appreciate you having me on.
Real quick, has your hair moved since April?
The fact that you asked means that I'm doing a good enough job here, because it has, you know,
it kind of matches your background a little bit. You know what I mean? Like it kind of has the same grooves as your background right there. Again, I'm sorry. I'm follically challenged. I just notice these things, when they pop up on my screen. But excellent.
You know, it's a little optical illusion there with the background and the hair. Hopefully you just see that. So maybe the hair can be even bigger since I have the background here, when people are just like, man, where does the background begin? Where does the hair stop? That's what I'm going for. So I appreciate you noticing.
That's exactly it is. It's an optical illusion. Do you have any opinion on where you think Ayuk fits best, or just to sort of, I guess, stray out of the draft, if you will, lane for a little bit here, Trevor?
Yeah, I mean, I think he fits best with the 49ers, but obviously it seems like that's not going to be where he's going to be playing this year, and I get why. You look at all the contracts on the 49ers right now, that's without even Brock Purdy's contract, which is, of course, something that they have to think about down the road, probably in the not-so-distant future, and I think that that goes into a lot of this. Now, if he's not going to play on the 49ers, then I think his best spot, obviously, like talent-wise, output-wise, is probably the Browns from what we've thought about right now, right? The hope is that Deshaun Watson this year looks a lot closer to Houston Texans Deshaun Watson than anything that we've seen in Cleveland. And if you are obviously able to keep Amari Cooper without having to trade him, depends if that's going to be in the deal or not, if that's going to be the case, you've got an incredible group of wide receivers for him to throw to, and that's going to be really tough to stop. Selfishly, though, as a draft guy, like you mentioned, I like New England, right? Look at New England's wide receivers right now. They're not exactly getting it done. They're one of the worst receiving corps in the NFL. You throw Brandon Ayuk in there, now you get Drake May, wide receiver 1. You are doing what you need to do after you said, hey, we are going to stand pat at number 3 overall. We're not going to move. We're not going to take a king's ransom to trade back. We're going to take the quarterback. Well, it's not just that investment and that ability to stay there at number 3 to take the quarterback. You then, over the next couple of years, have made a commitment that you are going to make the team, the offensive line, the offensive coordinator, the pass catchers, good enough to where that investment is going to be worth it. Getting Brandon Ayuk would be a good step forward in that direction.
Yeah. So I guess what's your opinion as we're getting ready for preseason football about the rookie class and how you think they're going to perform? Which guys stand out to you now that we're getting ready for actual football?
Well, you know, not to, you know, give you too much of a Michigan, you know, pat on the back here with hyping them up, but it seems like J.J. McCarthy is going to be a lot of fun to watch this preseason, because it looks like Sam Darnold obviously is going to be the starting quarterback at the beginning of the season. We believe that that was going to be the case. I didn't think that that was going to change, but, you know, McCarthy is somebody who I'm really looking forward to, because by all counts, he's been playing well in practice. Okay, it's against the twos, but now we get to see him against the ones a little bit. And even if it's against the twos in preseason, like, it's another team's backup player. So I think that that's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Obviously, how Jaden's in the mix with how much he's going to play this offseason in Washington with his connection with Cliff Kingsbury, what that chemistry is going to look like. And then, you know, there's some talks with the Patriots going back to Drake May, like, hey, Joe Milton's looking better than Drake May. I don't know about all that. You know, Joe Milton's been a pretty good practice quarterback at Michigan. He was a pretty good practice quarterback at Tennessee. It's a little bit different when we get in the game, but obviously I'm hoping the best for him. So I'd love to see him light it up. He's got one of the best arms in the NFL already, and we haven't even seen him play yet. We already know that from seeing the practice footage. So we'll see how it comes out in New England, but that's the one that I'm really looking forward to the most, is that battle in New England. Can any of those guys, you know, usurp Jacoby Brissett, or who's really going to be getting a lot of those two reps of those rookie quarterbacks in New England?
Trevor Sikkema of Pro Football Focus here on the Rich Eisen Show. Outside of the quarterbacks, tell me who else you think might be a finalist for Offensive Rookie of the Year. Give me your best case scenario going into the season right now.
I think I have to say Malik Nabers, right? When you talk about wide receiver cores that just desperately needed an influx of talent. I mean, that was somebody who, the second Malik Nabers was drafted, and I love Malik Nabers, he was one of my highest graded players that we had in this class. I said, okay, there's your wide receiver one. And it's not as desperate in New York as it was in New England when you look at their receiving core, but Malik Nabers is absolutely that number one guy there. They're, to me, they're going to feed that passing attack through him even as a rookie. You go back to an LSU wide receiver that people know very well, and Odell Beckham Jr., when he came in, he was able to hit the ground running in New York not too long ago. Not to make the easy parallels there, but I really do think that something like that, an over 1,000-yard season, a takeover type of a year for Malik Nabers, could be in the cards, because he was basically unguardable last year while in LSU's offense, and I feel like he's still going to be able to play at a very high level despite being a rookie. So he is somebody to watch for, because I think he is going to stuff the stat sheet this year.
So then give me another non-top 10 wide receiver. So we're taking Odunze, and we're taking Maserati Marv, and we're taking Nabers out of the mix. Because you know, second round wide receivers are the ones that are getting pizzayed around these parts too, or wide receivers like Ayuk taken in the 20s. What do you got for me there? Trevor, what do you got?
I think that, like, now that I'm kind of thinking of some of those guys that weren't in the top 10, the obvious guys, you know, if Brandon Ayuk gets traded, obviously I think Ricky Pearsall becomes an option, but it's such a crowded room with the 49ers. So a lot of people liked him. I did as well. I think he's going to be able to stand out right away. I just don't think he'll have the volume with it. So the guys who I think would have the best chance volume wise, Keon Coleman in Buffalo is one who I think could be there. X receiver. Now, I don't know if they're going to run that passing offense through them, right? Because they got some good tight ends there. I think Dalton Kincaid's probably going to get the lion's share of the offensive targets. You got Dawson Knox as well. I think they're going to get Khalil Shakir involved a lot, but Coleman still brings an element to the offense that when they say, like, hey, we need a go up and get it type of a guy. We need somebody in the end zone to be able to run a fade toward the pylon, go up and moss a cornerback. I think they're going to look Coleman's way. So perhaps they get a lot of those opportunities. He gets a lot of touchdowns. Maybe that's the case. Then Xavier Leggett. Like, health is the biggest thing for Leggett, but they need him, man. I mean, and I know he's already a little bit banged up in camp, which I don't love, because he kind of dealt with a little bit of injuries throughout his career when he was at South Carolina. But if they get a full 17 games in a regular season from Xavier Leggett, again, he's somebody that Dave Canales has to work that passing offense through. And I'm not saying that he is Mike Evans, but Dave Canales got to work with Mike Evans last year, got to see what it's like when a big, strong receiver can move a little bit better or have more explosiveness than defenses maybe are ready to defend against. And so some of Leggett's best reps are similar in that regard. So I think Canales is going to have a couple of plays that he thought about with Mike Evans in mind last year in Tampa Bay, and he's going to be able to work those in with Xavier Leggett to run that passing offense through him in Carolina. So Keon Coleman, Xavier Leggett, I think those are two guys that have a good chance to get a lot of volume, maybe to be a sleeper offensive rookie of the year
pick. Trevor Sikkema, NFL draft analyst, lead such analyst for Pro Football Focus here on the Rich Eisen Show. I'm going to ask you a 2023 draft question now, okay? Not this past year's draft. Last year's draft. Give me a player in his second year that someone should be drafting high in fantasy or you think is going to have a high volume, big time year, breakout or not, from last year's draft. This is year two now for them, Trevor.
Yes.
What do you got for me on that front?
The obvious one
Jahmyr Gibbs, take him out. Let's take
Jahmyr Gibbs. Right. I had to say that. I had to say that right off the bat.
Because otherwise they're like, what is Trevor doing? You know,
but
much pomade has seeped into his skull. You know, but what do you got for me outside of Gibbs? Because he would be one of my I'd have to consider taking him in the first round of my fantasy draft for sure.
Yeah,
you know, very high draft choice. But give me somebody year two, do you think? Could be a receiver, could be a it could be a tight end, could be a running back. Who do you think is going to have a high volume breakout this year?
Well, I just mentioned a couple of minutes ago, and I'll go with him, Dalton Kincaid. I genuinely think that Dalton Kincaid could very well be the target leader in Buffalo's offense. And you got to think about Buffalo's situation, too. It was an offense that's been able to put up a lot of points. Obviously, Josh Allen, MVP caliber quarterback to him. But they certainly are going to be looking for someone to take a lion's share of the targets now with Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis gone on that team. So you know it's got to go a lot of different directions. They were already trying to get Dalton Kincaid cooking and into the lineup last year. I think he takes a massive step forward this year. And kind of the way that we saw Trey McBride the year prior, you know, take a step forward with Arizona, where it was like, hey, remember, this guy was a monster and he was somebody that his team in college had to get the ball to very quickly and often. I think that's going to still be the case with Dalton Kincaid. I think another factor that goes into high potential fantasy production with him is the Buffalo Bills defense is not going to be what it's been over the last 3-4 years. They've had to move on from a lot of veterans, a lot of core guys who were able to make that defense really strong. Now, I don't think they're going to be terrible. I think it's going to be a good team because Sean McDermott's a good coach. But I don't think they're going to be holding teams to as low of a output as they have been in years past. So that is going to what? Ramp up the demand to score more points. I think that is going to improve what the projections are for Dalton Kincaid. To me, he could be one of the top fantasy tight ends in the league this year.
I like that one. I got one for you. What do you think? And even though he's second on the depth chart in Cincinnati, what about Chase Brown? What about him? You know,
I love Chase Brown.
Right?
He was somebody who was one of my top breakout players for this season. And the reason why is because, okay, you look at what Joe Mixon has been over the last couple of years for them. Maybe the efficiency's kind of gone down a little bit for Joe Mixon, but the volume has always been high. They have always liked to run their offense kind of through what their running backs were able to do, not just on the ground, but also in the passing game. Okay, you think about Zach Moss. All right, maybe if Zach Moss is RB1 for them on early downs, Chase Brown had the highest receiving grade of their backs in the second half of last season. So you know that he's at least going to start to get those third down opportunities to show what he could do as a receiver. He's incredibly athletic. Then you pair that with what he did in his final year when he was at Illinois. One of the most rushing yards in the country. I mean, they could not get this guy the ball enough. And when I kind of looked into their background, not just him, but also his brother, Sidney Brown, I love just where they come from, their roots, their work ethic, their mentality. These are two dudes that you absolutely want to bet on. So Chase Brown, no doubt about it. You might be spoiling it for some people who haven't had their leagues yet, who are hoping to get him as a big time sleeper. But I think Chase Brown could be the RB1 in Cincinnati during the second half of the season.
I don't know how I'm breaking the eggs, man. I'm just trying to make the omelet. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just trying to get people smarter. Just dispense information, Trevor. You know what I mean? I can't concern myself with ruining things for other people. I'm just trying to make people smarter. What does PFF have going on right now?
What are they?
Man, you speak of fantasy stuff. I mean, our fantasy stuff is in full swing right now. We got a lot of really great tools for you. Anybody else who, you know, maybe your Chase Brown sleeper was ruined here, but we can find you another sleeper with a lot of our great tools. And if you don't have a PFF subscription, PFF 25 gets you 25% off right now. So go check it out.
Okay. So there's all those rankings for that sort of thing. It's a perfect one-stop shopping. And so who do you think's defensive rookie of the year? Who do you think's that?
Ooh. Who's going to get defensive rookie of the year?
Yeah, man. Come on now. What do you think?
I think it's
because it wasn't as we all know, it was offense galore. You know, Dallas Turner being the first guy taken defensively. You know,
there was that
run on corners in the first round. What do you got?
I think that certainly, like, Quinyon Mitchell could be in this conversation. Terron Arnold, I think, could be in this conversation. You know what's actually going in Terron Arnold's favor, if a corner's going to win it? We all know you got to have interceptions, right? Like, you got to have interceptions if you're going to win Defensive Rookie of the Year. It's the stat that the voters love, even though we think that there are better stats to judge how you do as a corner. You got to get those interceptions. Terron Arnold was able to get 5 interceptions last year. He's a ball hawk. He loves that. 2, like, he's a great personality, right? If Terron starts playing well, he's going to be in the spotlight, not only because of his personality, like I just mentioned, but also Detroit. Detroit's a team that we're going to be talking about a ton. So if any corner's going to win it, I think I'd bet on Terron Arnold. But the player that I would say has the best chance to win it is actually Leiatu Latu, the pass rusher for the Indianapolis Colts. And the reason why I say it is because I think that his ability to get into the backfield as quickly as he does is going to improve a Colts defensive line that got a lot of pressures last year, or got a lot of sacks last year, but not as many pressures, not as clean of pass rush win percentage. So it shows you there's a lot of health on the defensive line, but this is somebody who could be a finisher for them. So there is a world where Leiatu Latu could even get, you know, 8 to 12 sacks as a rookie because the rest of that defensive line is at a veteran spot and playing so well. His pass rush moves are well beyond their years. So he would actually be the player that I think is the favorite because he's going to be able to get those statistics up more than I think some of these other players that could play well. They just might not get the stats that Leiatu Latu is going to get this year.
Trevor Sikkema at Tampa Bay Trey, for those who want to shout at him. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
Appreciate it, guys. Anytime.
All right. Check out Pro Football Focus, of course, as well. That's Trevor Sikkema. Let's take a break. I do believe Tom Pelissero is already in his car. He's already connected.
All right.
We'll check out what's going on with the 49ers as he's on his way to the 49ers and his Uber rating. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Let's talk about Sleep Number, people. We all know in the NFL there's no margin for error. A single mistake can change the outcome of a game. We all know that. And proven quality sleep, believe it or not, can boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall performance. You know that probably in your real life. The same thing goes in the National Football League, which is why Sleep Number is, in fact, the sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Partnering since 2018, 8 out of 10 players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should too. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70, just 10 numbers apart, but it is the world of difference because being able to adjust your bed's firmness after working out for recovery, that is game changing. So right now, during Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year, you can save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed plus special financing for a limited time only at a Sleep Number store, or you can go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. See store for details. What is going on with you, Jim Brockmeyer and Brett Musburger?
This is my Musburger face. No, you can't put that to bed, Rich Eisen. You know why you can't put it to bed?
Okay.
Because he's a punk. That's why. Brett Musburger is a P-U-N-K punk. The man is a thief. Okay? Brett Musburger is a thief.
How so?
Stole my line.
What line was that?
This is for all the Tostitos. Remember that? This is for all the Tostitos. Remember when he said that? Everybody in the business. No, it's not funny. Everybody in the business knows that was my line. But he went ahead and used. That's what I always yell when I climax inside of a woman. Or when I'm just, when I climax all by myself. And ever since then, now I have to yell out, ruffles have ridges. And it's not, it's not the same thing.
Here is Brett Musburger. How are you, Brent?
Hey, Rich, I'm great. Listen, I'm so proud of you guys for trying to help resurrect little Jimmy Brickmeyer's career. We all know the problems that he had in the past.
He says that you stole all the Tostitos from him, Brent, from back
no,
in the day?
No, I got paid. I got paid by a company to drop the name. I got free Tostitos for a week. What are you talking about?
Okay.
You know, Rich, it's really interesting because as we started VSiN here in Las Vegas, and Brickmeyer was having trouble getting a job, so he called our executives and our general manager. He interviewed Brickmeyer and asked him about a three-team parlay. And our boy, Jimmy, he thought that that was two hookers with him in a Morristown hotel room. You know, Jesus, we would have loved to help him out, Rich, but I wish him the best. He's so delusional. And listen, let him go at it. Okay. For all the Tostitos, baby.
Oh, my God. It's still one of our favorite moments in our soon-to-be 10-year history. Back on the Rich Eisen Show radio network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Listen, this man, when there's a job to do and there's a story to be told and there's breaking news, he gets on the job. And he's about to join us from the back of his Uber. We're subject to the vagaries of reception on the 101 South. It's a 35-mile drive from San Francisco Airport down to Santa Clara. But he's going to join us anyway. We're hoping to break through, and we don't have any reception issues. But he's calling it, zooming in from the back of his Uber.
He's embedded.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom Pelissero, everybody.
Tommy P.
What's
up, there, Tom. Good to see you.
Holding on for you here. It's a little spotty.
No, I understand. It looks like you're zooming in from space, but that's okay. like you're floating without gravity.
Happy enough to, it was good enough to give me the thumbs up to do this back here, even though my headphones aren't working. So thank
it's
you.
Okay. Victor. It looks great. Victor's good. Five stars for Victor. Five stars for Victor. Very good.
Back to back hair too.
You know, the Ubers on NFL Media Group, so definitely tip 25% to that.
Keep that ranking
or
high.
Screw it. Custom 100% tip. So that's for you, Victor. Okay. Trying to get my Uber rating up too. All right. Hey, what's happening, man? You're on your way to 49ers camp. What's with the change of pace here, or is this a change of pace? This has been going on behind the scenes. Tell me the latest on IU, Tom.
Say that it kind of changed about a week and a half ago. And Rich, when I was in studio with you last Wednesday, and I brought this up, that the trade was a possibility. It was at that point that the 49ers had started having calls again a couple of days before. So there were signs that they might be moving off of their stance, which had been all along, which was since the draft, really, we're not going to trade you. You know, there's still several different ways that this can go, despite a variety of attempts by different people to throw a dart and hope it hits the right target here. We've had tweets about he's re-signing because he bro-hugged Kyle Shanahan. We've had tweets about he's been traded to the Steelers. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on. The real answer is there's still different ways that this can go. I mean, I'm, about 20 minutes away from the facility right now. I mean, this is something that could go down in the next 20 minutes. It could take another 20 days. We just don't know. But it certainly seems like, based on the 49ers not doing the deal back in the spring, you know, they weren't willing to pay the price yesterday. They're certainly doesn't seem willing to pay the price today. So if Brandon Ayuk is going to get paid, it's going to be from a different team. And that's where we stand right now, which is there are teams interested. The 49ers have granted specific teams permission to speak directly with Ayuk's agent. You have to work out both sides of this, both the trade compensation and the contract compensation. And the player ultimately has a level of veto power here because he can say, I'm simply not going to go to these teams, or I'm not willing to take this contract. At which point, there's, you know, still a scenario out there where the 49ers said, okay, you vetoed everything. We tried. You're going to play here for $14 million this season. We're not down to the finish line yet. We're not at the goal line. We're not finalizing. Nothing's been agreed to. There's a lot of conversations still going on here, and we'll see where it all leads.
But has there been at least compensation for what the Niners would accept for an Ayuk trade been agreed to with the Patriots and the Browns? Were you able to confirm that? Huh?
It's fair to say that the compensation has been discussed thoroughly, yes. And remember, like we were talking about last week, Rich, there's a 49ers team that is, you know, they were just in the Super Bowl. They want to get back to a Super Bowl. So one way or another, they're going to come out of it. Getting a receiver is part of the deal, whether it's getting a receiver as part of the deal or whether it is somewhat that wide receiver group. It's just a matter of, you know, who it ends up being, and that's all based on what deal, if any, Ayuk and his agent can work out.
So you're not willing to confirm these trades have been agreed to with two specific teams? Is that what I'm to pick up from you, Tom? Or I think he's frozen again.
I'm here. You got me?
Yeah. So, I'm just trying to pin you down, if you don't mind, about, you know, Are these the two teams we're hearing, or you're not willing to pin that down?
I would say there are still active conversations with more than two teams. I would put it that way. Again, because there's different scenarios that could end up playing out with everything here. It's not merely a matter of who the 49ers have agreed with on compensation with at this point. Ultimately, Ayuk has, again, a level of control over this that, hey, this is the best contract. This is where I want to go. Now figure out what that's going to look like. So we still have moving parts here, Rich. All the teams that have been out there, you know, between the Browns and the Patriots, the Steelers, the Commanders, on some level, everybody has been involved. And, you know, that's what happens when you've got a really dynamic young player who's coming off his best season in the NFL, and teams think that he can be a difference maker. But the 49ers have to get what they want, and Ayuk has to get what he wants. And so far, those two things have not meshed together.
What about a contract that the Niners have on the table? Is that still there for him to take long term if he decides whatever other teams are offering him isn't appreciably better when combined with their Super Bowl chances? For him to leave, can he just come back home and all the pieces get put that back together, Tom?
He can come back home, but it's probably going to be on the $14 million.
Wow, geez,
that's 49. Well, he's substantially changed their offer. I mean, think about this, Rich. The wide receiver market has exploded in this offseason, right? And I'm not BCC'd on all the emails that have gone back and forth from negotiating here. But if the price in March were an aiming point of, let's say, $28 million. That aiming point naturally, just logically, has to be higher than that now. So the 49ers weren't willing to pay that back when other deals were getting done, when Devontae Smith got 25 a year, when Amon-Ra got 28, when Michael Pittman got 23 or 24, whatever that one ended up being. If they weren't willing to be in that bandwidth back then the idea that suddenly now with the same player, a guy they know well, and that price tag might be appreciably higher – it's hard to imagine. You never say never on any of this, Rich. We've seen the 49ers pull a rabbit out of the hat late in training camp before. I think that up until a couple weeks ago, that's what I and a lot of other people just kind of thought was going to be the outcome here. It just hasn't sounded like they've made that type of progress. And so, you know, here we are. I'm in a Uber to or a Lyft to the stadium here on August 6th, and we don't have a resolution.
We still don't have a resolution. Okay. Before I let you go back to your ride here, couldn't help but notice that Bo Nix is third on the depth chart behind Zach Wilson and Jared Stidham as of this very moment in advance of preseason football. You want to interpret that for me, Tom?
I would say, and I'm not inside Sean Payton's head here, but certainly when you have a veteran like a Jarrett Stidham who has started games for you last year, who is the veteran in the room, if anything, you're going to start him in the first preseason game. You're not going to do it in a later preseason game. In other words, you're not going to name Bo Nix and say he started the first one, just like with the Commanders and Jaden Daniels. You're not then going to go to Marcus Mariota, I don't think, in the second game. The first game kind of shows what your intentions are here. So for Sean Payton, you know, regardless of what he may have already decided in his own mind, he's been very consistent publicly here that you've still got multiple quarterbacks. Those two have been taking first team reps. Zach Wilson's kind of fallen out of that rotation, but he's going to give Stidham a look that allows Bo Nix to play with and go up against second teamers in his first time out. And, you know, quite frankly, Rich, I would not be surprised at all if Bo Nix is starting the second preseason game. That's kind of how these things tend to play out here. I know Bo Nix has been really, really impressive in training camp. I'd be borderline shocked if he's not the starter come week one. But, you know, Stidham's there for a reason. It's a guy Sean Payton liked. He gave him a whirl last year, and Stidham's at least going to get the opportunity to be the first one out of the gate coming up this week.
Okay. So just to circle back one more time here on the update, as you are on the 101 South, having just flown into San Francisco, going where the story is, heading to Santa Clara to see what's the what is on Inside Training Camp Live for NFL Media Group. Right now, active negotiations between Ayuk and multiple teams, more than just the two that have been identified publicly, Browns and Patriots, for a contract, and those teams still chatting with the Niners, or that has now been, that part has been handled, right?
There has been permission granted to teams beyond those two, beyond the Browns and the 49ers, and there continue to be scenarios, again, because nothing is done. Until something's done, Rich, we've got different scenarios where teams that, you know, one thing I've learned is never to trust when a team is out on a player. I mean, think back to Deshaun Watson. He had four teams that were down to the end. He told one team, you're out. It was the Cleveland Browns. And the Cleveland Browns came back and said, ah, you know what? We're going to do a five-year unprecedented $230 million fully guaranteed contract for you. And all of a sudden, his mind changed. So until we get something actually finalized here, which again, regardless of what you see on social media, it gets aggregated and people repeating things back and taking guesses, nothing is done. Right now, nothing is finalized. And by finalized, I mean all parts of the agreement. It's not just working out the trade compensation. It's other things. And it's certainly possible. And of course, you know, I saw what Matt Maiocco reported in terms of the trade compensation with the Browns and the Patriots. That doesn't necessarily mean those are the only two teams that this can get done to. So stay tuned.
And then just at the risk of you freezing again, why did the Niners, just explain one more time, why did the Niners decide to say, okay, We're just going to let him talk to other teams and run the risk of being without Ayuk anymore or being willing? Why did they decide to open things up a week and a half ago, Tom?
Well, part of this, again, is exploring all their options to add a receiver, too. If you can free up money on your cap and still not feel like you're significantly downgrading at that position, and you free up future assets for a player who, in all likelihood, you're going down the franchise tag road with him if you want to do that next year, or else he's walking in free agency for a third round comp pick. This allows them to, you know, potentially at least have certainty about what they're going to do and also keep this from being something that runs throughout the entire course of training camp. You know, Brandon Ayuk has made this very public from the start. That does wear on people at times. That's not the reason that you end up, you know, potentially trading a player away. But again, this shifted a couple of weeks ago. It just didn't seem like there was any momentum toward getting a deal done in San Francisco. So the 49ers are exploring their options. And if everything comes together here, this would be the Ayuk trade would just be one part of something broader here that the 49ers are cooking.
Tom, you're the best, man. So how many more minutes till you arrive? Because you're on the air in 26 minutes, correct?
What do we got here, Victor? About 10 more minutes here?
This is incredible.
Oh no, we're losing time. It's gonna be real close. 11 a.m. start.
So let me okay, so let me explain what's happening here.
I'd like to go faster. There we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
So basically what's happening here, because again, I'm a veteran of this game. There's a very nervous NFL Media Group producer staring at his or her watch right now, looking for your lift to arrive around the corner, correct? Yeah. That's what they could even have been texting you nervously throughout this entire conversation, and you may have been able to actually respond because you're an excellent phone multitasker. right? Am I wrong so far? Am I on this right now?
I proactively reached out both to Ken Field, who's the field producer, and Madison Sanders, who is the producer in Inglewood. So everybody's aware.
Okay.
Although the last text Madison was, I should be good. Now I might text and say, maybe not.
Okay, no, just don't do that yet. You're still fine, because if I'm not mistaken, it looks like you are camera ready. You not only have your NFL Media Group golf shirt on, but if I'm not mistaken, you've got the IFB earpiece attached, ready to go.
Ready to go.
You're walking in. Come on.
My man stays ready.
Plug in. Hair's always ready. Yeah. Hair's always game ready.
You know that.
Got the glasses.
Or I fly from Indianapolis, but I'm all set, baby.
That is the golf shirt, right? You got the golf shirt on? Okay. It is? Okay.
I'm all ready to go.
I know what's going on.
Right in the T-shirt.
Tommy P, stay ready so he ain't got to get ready.
That is correct. Yeah. This is not anyone's first rodeo. All right, Tom. Good luck, Victor. Get him there safe.
He says thank you.
Five stars, custom tip, 100%.
Love you guys. See ya.
Put it on the underhills.
Let's go. Put it on the underhills.
The NFL underhills.
John Cocktosin.
John Cocktosin.
The NFL underhills.
That's the NFL underhills.
That's great. That's very funny.
A steak sandwich and a steak sandwich. And 100% custom tip for Victor.
Victor.
That's what's happening on the 101 South right now.
Come on.
He gets the lobster.
My man.
Flesh.
So, more teams.
More teams.
Not just the Browns and Patriots.
Active conversation.
Active conversation. This isn't getting done today.
Brockman thought he was locked in with him.
Man, right? Last night I was so happy. I was ordering my Ayuk jersey already.
Get out of here.
He was in.
They wouldn't give him 11, right? You can't do that to Edelman.
No, that's Edelman.
No, come on. No. It's Joel's kid.
Come on.
No.
You gotta have one, I guess.
That's true.
Come on now. More teams. Not just those two.
Oof. Here's the bottom line. Rich doesn't care where Ayuk plays. He just needs him to play so he can avoid punishment. That's what we're hiding.
Excuse me.
A little bit.
One thing that I like being right more. I like being accurate more than being
accurate.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. And one thing, though, I am very sure of. Very sure of. Is Brandon Ayuk is playing football this year, and he is not holding out all 17 games of the National Football League season.
Which is good for
you. Now, the one thing that gives me even a hitch in my giddy up of a pause on the realm of being concerned.
What's that?
If the Niners deal on the table is you play for us for 1 year, $14 million.
That ain't happening.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Now, that would be particularly strident.
Oh, Del Tufo. Don't wash any of your clothes from now until like January.
17 games, 18 weeks of Ayuk no ATC water. At the crib. That is not happening.
Pirahoga?
Nuh-uh.
No. I can't see it.
Fur of the looms.
Nuh-uh. There will be one out of this entire scenario. There will be one team that hits the mark contractually and hits the mark trade draft compensation wise. That will happen. But if it somehow degenerates into back to us, our penalty for you not taking the opportunity to negotiate your deal with a team that then in turn negotiated to our liking trade compensation wise. Our penalty towards you for you taking part in that not happening is we do not offer anything more than what's on the table of $14 million. Now I'm going to get a little bit of a hitch in my giddy up in the realm of being concerned. But not 17 full games. Nuh-uh. Which is what I agreed to consume any article of Mike Del Tufo clothing. Of your choosing.
Brockman just said I should not get to
wash anything.
No,
collectively.
Mike, I have agreed to that. There's
washing your clothes.
I am not pushing back on what I agreed to.
No, that's what you agreed to, but you know, it was
I begged you not to agree to it.
Because there's no way Brandon Ayuk sits the entire 2024 season because of a contractual holdout.
No.
think the 100-meter finals.
Somebody, even for even at the deadline, even at the deadline of him sitting at home. I don't think it's going to devolve into that.
Ooh, we just got aggregated, too. That's fun.
Hey, how so?
Well, I tweeted out Tom's quote. There's still active conversations with more than two teams on the possible trade.
Okay.
And one of the big aggregator sites just picked it up a few minutes ago.
Is that great?
Aggregate me.
Let's take a break. Phone callers have been waiting for a while. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Don't go anywhere. Tyrann Mathieu in Hour 3 coming up. Everybody, this just in, it's summertime. It's time to go and do all those summer things, like going to a baseball game during the summer. I'm about to do exactly that, and I know exactly what to do, and you should too. You should go look forward to making new memories this year by going to a ball game using Game Time, the authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which makes getting tickets faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to the first pitch, so you can wait to buy your tickets with killer last-minute deals. The all-in prices feature, you get to see how much everything is before you purchase. Views from your seat, you know exactly where you're getting your seat, and the view of the field from it. Their lowest price guarantee, of course, that's Game Time. Takes the guesswork completely out of buying MLB tickets. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's somebody on Twitter, and it could be Bob, @real_BobCostas. Then you read the Twitter bio, and you begin to think something could be up. How are you, Bob?
I'm good, Rich. Late last night, and then again this morning when I woke up, dozens of texts, some claiming it must be real, some saying this can't be true.
Yes.
And one said, this is the best indication that hell has frozen over since the 04 Red Sox or the 2016 Cubs. But I am here to assure you and everybody else,
yes,
that the fires of hell are still very much blazing, because I am absolutely not on Twitter. They have taken the bogus account down. And I began thinking, you know, what would I have to do before I ever deigned to be on Twitter? What? Like, binge watch The Real Housewives of Orange County? Make a return trip to Sochi just for the nostalgia of a Pink Eye episode? Star in a sequel to basketball? Or just for you, Rich.
Yes, Bob.
Make a special trip to the NFL Combine. All those things will happen before I'm ever on Twitter.
Okay, so this is the real Bob Costas. We can confirm that now.
Yeah.
Twitter needs that.
Oh, my gosh. Your son tweeted it out that this is not you.
When I saw the first screen grab that Keith sent to me,
yes,
one tip-off should be, look, I'm a reasonably humble and self-effacing guy.
Yes.
But would I knowingly shortchange myself 7 Emmys? Like, I should even get the number of Emmys right.
Exactly.
I said that. I said 21 seems a little light.
You got to pull a scam. Get your ducks in a row.
That may be Costas' best appearance out of his multiple ones. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network with the Rich Eisen Show stream live on the Roku channel. Game Time tickets. I've been telling you about this for darn near a year. So if you haven't gotten this app yet on a mobile device near you, do it and start buying tickets to pretty much anything in your area. Sports, music, comedy, theater, any event. Go to Game Time Tickets and remove the guesswork out of buying the ticket. The thing I love the most is the all-in pricing. I just love knowing everything. prior to using Game Time, you'd buy a ticket and you'd be like, whoa, I didn't think it was that much based on when I first looked at the ticket I wanted.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, okay. And then I wouldn't buy it. And then with Game Time tickets, the all-in pricing feature, when you toggle this feature, it shows you the total up front. No surprise fees at checkout. The lowest price guarantee they have, or Game Time will credit you 100% of the difference. I just love when you use Game Time. We all do. We all use it. And you take the guesswork completely out of buying tickets, especially for baseball right now with Game Time. Download Game Time app, create an account, use my code Rich. You get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH, $20 off for your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Let's go to the phone lines. Folks have been waiting for some time. Casey in Folsom, California. All right, what's going on, Casey?
Hey, Rich, how you guys doing?
I'm doing fine.
What's up, Case?
Just want to give a quick shout out to the crew, TJ, Chris Brockman, and of course, Mike Delphi, the Bell.
What up?
What's up?
So, I'm super interested about this IU situation.
Okay.
It really comes down to what kind of trade package we're looking for, because it's sounding like IU doesn't want to stay, but I'm hoping it's more of a bluff where he's requesting the trade. He doesn't actually want to come in. And he's just trying to get that extra $1 to $3 million per year from the Niners, and I just don't think they're going to give it. I think they're going to hold firm.
Again, we are just playing a guessing game, Casey, as to what the financial holdup is. But like I said, if the 49ers are like, you know, go, check it out, see what there is, and then compare it to our offer, that I would understand. But not if their offer is 1 year, $14 million. At one point, didn't Tom say that in the conversation that's what the Niners might offer if he comes? Because I said, is it possible for him to go shopping and then decide, I kind of want to stay here and I'll accept what you have on the table? But he won't do that if it's $14 million in 1 year.
No, I wouldn't think so, but right. I think that's kind of why the Niners have most of the leverage, because they have that franchise tag over him.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He could hold out, but then he doesn't accrue the contract year, and then he's right back where he started. I think if he wants to make some money, I think he's going to do the extension and hope they trade him. If he wants to go that route, if none of the other teams offer the Niners enough to actually make them pull the trigger and send him.
Thanks for the call, Casey, in Folsom, California. Very famous concert there, right, back in the day?
It was.
By the Man in Black.
Who could the other team be that's not the Browns or the Patriots? Or the Steelers.
Yeah, yeah. There's some Raider fans in our mentions who are kind of excited.
Well, who would be the receiver back from... It would have to be McLaurin, right? If you're the Niners. It'd have to be.
Dotson.
With all due respect to Dotson. Come on now.
I got Dotson here.
Come on now.
Thank you, Mike.
I looked at the Penn State fan in the room when I said that, with all due respect.
Yeah.
Come on now.
What if Jim Harbaugh has a little trick up his sleeve?
The Chargers, huh?
They need a number one.
But they didn't pay their guys that money.
They were older players with injury histories.
But the Chargers don't have someone to flip back. Honestly, what do you?
Like send Josh Palmer back, or
might be, I mean.
Quentin Johnson.
He's not in the realm of Amari Cooper, guys. DJ Chark.
Just saying.
No, I understand what their need is. I don't know if it's a fit. I mean, again, you'd have to pay him $30 million, if not more.
What about the team we were talking about on draft night? What about the Buffalo Bills?
Who would they flip back? I'm looking. I'm popping everything up right now. Curtis Samuel, would that be the guy? Khalil Shakir? MVS is there, too. I think the Bills are just going to go in the season with the guys that they have. I don't. And again, they just got rid of their high-paid wide receiver,
who possibly had a conflict with the quarterback.
No, I understand the circumstances around it. Let's see. Let me pop up the Commanders here. I. How about this for guessing when you have no earthly idea,
yeah,
right?
I mean, what are we just now,
how about this? I bet you they asked for. I bet you they asked for McLaurin. And I bet you they told him to pound sand on that.
Yeah.
And then in terms of Pittsburgh, I, why wouldn't you ask for Pickens, right? And I'm sure they told him, no, forget that.
What about Tennessee with DeAndre out? Now out maybe 2 months.
They just paid, because their big paid receivers, Ridley. I mean, they paid Ridley. They're not paying two receivers that money.
Well, you still have Will Levis on a rookie deal.
I understand. But draft capital and paying someone more after you just got Ridley?
Just throwing out teams. What about Dallas?
Well, Dallas is nobody to flip. Yeah. And their problem.
We got a guy we're not paying right now.
That's their problem. They're not going to welcome in another one. Yeah. Certainly since they'd be setting that guy's market. The fact is, I think that's why Chase and CD are waiting for this thing to be handled. Right?
Yeah.
To see if there's any possible market reset from somebody.
Chris, I thought about saying Dallas a few minutes ago.
I don't know. I'm just throwing teams out. What about Baltimore?
I just popped that one up.
Send Bateman back.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be an answer either. Okay. Certainly, he's got a questionable designation right now, which is why Russell Gage is in there.
Yep.
I don't think – I just called up Baltimore, right?
Not many teams.
I'm looking around here.
Not many teams.
Who could be the other one?
How about this?
It's definitely not the Lions. Definitely not the Texans.
Would you flip T. Higgins for Brandon Ayuk?
No. Again, I don't think so, because that's another issue contractually there. And Chase, you got to pay him. No one's paying receiver. No one's going to have – I shouldn't say this – because the Eagles have two highly paid receivers, and so do the Dolphins.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't. But two at 30 plus. Two at 30 plus.
Mike Brown's two receivers. All this money.
I mean, is that the smart way to do it in the NFL? Two at 30 plus, and a quarterback at 55.
Yeah, offense, man. Offense. You need it.
Boy, we are just spitballing here on live TV and radio.
It's fun.
I'm looking around here. Jets, Giants? Jets don't have it. They're not flipping Garrett Wilson. Mike Williams has already got an out designation, as we all know, waiting to see how he can come back. I don't think the Jets are it. Not the Bears, clearly. They're set. Who else would be the other team in? You've definitely got to. You can't look at anybody in their division, right?
No, of course not. I mean, I would assume an AFC team also.
Well, I mean, the Washington Commanders are the only NFC team that's in this conversation right now. I mean, they'd like to send Ayuk away and see him only once every 4 years.
I don't even want to say it out loud. I don't even want to put it in existence.
What, Kansas City?
Yeah. Sheesh. I don't even want to speak it.
Well, they would have somebody to flip.
Now, guy.
They would have you.
They got guys.
Yeah.
They got guys to get rid of. And suddenly now they got Brandon Ayuk.
Well, I mean, Rasheed Rice is not going to be the guy. But I don't know if Marquise Brown or Worthy gets it done, dude.
Why not Rasheed Rice? Get that problem out of town.
Yeah, so that's why San Francisco would accept it.
James,
I don't know about that one. Hour three, Tyrann Mathieu coming up. If you're San Francisco, you're not welcoming that into your world.
Change the scenery, change the culture.
Kadarius Toney and a note says, "Pretty please."
Jerry on top.
Yeah, I don't think there's another one.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. We keep on looking here.
I know.
So basically, he's staying.
Hold on a minute. How about the Colts?
Or it's just the two teams that
were originally
thrown out there.
I'm just throwing out the Colts. Why not? Josh Downs had a great rookie season. You got your guy in a rookie contract. Taylor Pierce, got paid.
Alec Pierce goes.
It ain't going to be. That might be one.
Yeah, but the only one I'd take is Pittman. For Ayuk, and that ain't
well. Listen, if let's just say what's out there is true. Kendrick Bourne is not a top 20 receiver.
Yeah. It's about money. Ayuk wants to get paid, and the Niners just want a warm body back.
The Colts are a team
knows the system, can fill a role.
What if Ayuk goes there? You got Pittman and Ayuk and Jonathan Taylor and Anthony Richardson.
Now we're talking about the Colts challenging the Texans and winning a playoff game.
Did we just discover a spot? I don't even know what their cap is. But again, the cap doesn't matter this year.
Right.
$14 million this year. And then you tell him, here's your contract extension with a massive amount of guaranteed money. Mm-hmm. So he would be like cool playing on the 14 mil this year. Okay. Hour three coming up. Keep an eye on NFL Network to see if Tommy P made it.
Come on, Victor.
Come on.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Tucker Carlson, what is it that you think that people gravitate towards?
I'm not self-aware. I refuse to be self-aware. I don't even look in mirrors at all, which you can probably tell from my appearance. I don't have a crazy high IQ, or I really don't have that many skills. I would say my main skill is I believe my instincts. I don't hesitate to follow my instincts, ever. The extent that I have, I've gotten in trouble.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.